Well, at this time, we're going to introduce you to six of our young people who are graduating this year. We're going to go in alphabetical order by last name. So, Abby, you can get to go first. So, come on up. This is Abby Augustine.
Hello.
Tell everybody what you plan on doing after graduation and beyond.
That's an interesting question. So, I was planning on...
Briefly.
Okay. So, I was planning on going to Ghana next January with Sherry Polson, which a lot of you know her. But God had different plans. That door is closed for now. And so, for right now, in this fall, I'm going to stay here, help Mom and Dad with ministry things, and see what God has in store.
Okay. That's great. So, here is a little gift from the church. And congratulations, and you can just move down there, but stay. Next is Joel Conaway. Hi, Joel. How you doing?
Good.
Tell me a little bit about what your plans are after graduation.
So I'm going to learn to weld in August and then learn that trade and continue from there.
That's great. Joel, here is a gift from the church, and congratulations. And you can stand next to Abby there. Mariah, you're next. She's taking away your thunder. I don't know what that's all about. No, I'm kidding. Mariah, tell us what you plan to do.
I got a job. I'm working full-time at a hog barn.
Awesome. Here's a little gift from the church. God bless you, and here you go. Anna, you're next. Anna Hahn. This is Anna Hahn. And Anna's pretty much already started her career.
It's not my career.
You say that now. No, I'm kidding. What are your plans after graduation?
I don't have any plans after graduation. I'm just going to keep on working as a shift manager.
Okay. And you plan to go to school anytime, college at all, anytime?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, here's a gift for you, and congratulations on graduating. Damon Hahn. I should say something here really quick. Anna and Damon are twins. Joel and Mariah are not. Joel is actually graduating a year early, right? Okay. So I want everyone to know that just so that we're clear. Damon, what are your plans?
Keep working.
Thanks. I should have saved you for last. No, Gabe, come on down. Gabe Winiger. Gabe, what are your plans after graduation?
I'm going to be self-employed.
Which means?
Not my parents' basement.
Honesty is awesome. Thanks, Gabe. All right. So this is our class of 2021. And let's give them a round of applause. I would like to have the elders, if Al and Gene and Roger will come up, and we're going to lay our hands on you guys and just pray a blessing over you and ask the Lord to just bless your future endeavors and so forth. So any one of you guys would like to pray, just lead out nice and loud.
Thank you, Father, for... these individuals, the work that they've put in over the years, but most of all, Father, that they have been striving to work for you. We pray, Father, that you would use each of their lives in whatever fashion that you see fit, in the many ways that they will be helping others, helping the community in work, and the different things that they do, that you would speak through them your love, teach others about Jesus, just as you've trained these individuals up. We just thank you for the contribution that they've made to our church and continue to do so, and look forward to the many works that they will do in the lives that they touch.
Lord, we thank you for each of these young people. We thank you for bringing them to this point in their lives, Lord, and we pray that you would continue to lead them in the days ahead, Lord, as they have each received a copy of the scriptures. Lord, I pray that it would be a tool that they use throughout the rest of their lives, Lord, to stay close to you as their Heavenly Father, to grow closer to Jesus as their ultimate example, and to become more like him. Lord, I just pray that in the days and the months and years that follow, Lord, that they would continue to be shining examples of Jesus Christ, and that they would grow into more and more, to look more and more like that. And Lord, I just thank you for who they are and for what you have done in them and through them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks, guys. You can head on back. One last thing before we jump into the message this morning, and that is a little something that we put together for you moms. I want to thank Nancy for being in on this and for helping me with the sneakiness and getting everything together, sending out emails and so forth. And I also hope that all of you who came in, do we have any more of the Kleenexes? Because you might need them. They're back there on the counter. Okay. So this is something that we put together in the last 2 or 3 weeks. This is the brainchild of my own wife who came up with the idea. And so enjoy.
Through thick and thin, and thanks especially for putting up with Dad for all these years.
Sending you lots of love and silly faces from Seattle.
I hope you have a really good day. I love you.
Thanks for showing us what it means to be a woman of noble character.
Thanks for making
all
special.
From Lexington, Kentucky. Hope it's a good one. I'll be thinking about you. Enjoy it.
I figure we are by far the oldest to have the pleasure of worshiping with our mother. We count it as a blessing to be able to have you in our lives. Thank you for all you do for us.
That goes for me too.
I love it when you make us coffee.
When I was thinking about you and about mothers, the word that came to mind was carry. From the time I was a little baby and you carried me. So you carried me through school and ups and downs to the time in my adult life that you still carry me. But most importantly, carrying me and upholding me in prayer.
Thank you for everything you do.
Words can't describe the amount of gratitude you feel for your moms after you're a mom yourself.
Thank you for doing my smelly laundry.
Hi, Mom. I'm going to say exactly what you told me to say. You're the best mom ever, and I love you.
We love you.
Kip and I just wanted to tell you that we love you, and we appreciate all you've done for us.
I love you, Mom.
Hey, Mom, just taking a break from exploring Mars. Wow, it's pretty cool here, but I just wanted to wish you Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you for being the best mom ever. I love you. I will be calling you soon. You know that.
Thanks for caring for me.
I just wanted to say thank you for your example of compassion and servanthood, and also for your never-ending love and support.
Thanks for all you do for us.
Thanks for all you do for our family.
Thank you very much for always being there for my family, and especially for me when I was growing up in all the stages of life. Thank you also for putting up with my brother throughout the majority of all those years, and I'm sure it's been a challenge at times, but thank you again.
Thank you for teaching me to love Jesus, and thank you for loving me like Jesus.
Mom, I love you so much, and I hope you have a great day.
We love you, and we're sorry we can't be there, but we're with you in spirit, and we love you and hope you have an amazing Mother's Day.
Thank you so much for always being so giving to everybody around you. You've given so much of your time and your energy and everything else, and I really appreciate that, and I look up to you for that.
Thank you, Grandma, for always contacting me, and I love you, and no matter what, I'll always be there for you.
Thank you for all that you do and the great example that you are.
Love you, Mom. We love you very much. Thanks for everything you do for us.
Love you, Mom. Thanks for always being there for us.
We love you.
I want to thank you for being the best mom ever.
Happy Mother's Day, Grandma. Thank you for everything you've done.
Thanks for always being there for me.
Thank you so much for all you do, Mom. I love you.
Thank you for everything you do for our family. Thank you for everything you do for me, from driving us to Galesburg every day for 2.5 weeks, every year, for just being you.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day.
We love you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day.
Love you, Grandma.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Hi, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. You're the best.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Love you.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Grandma.
Happy Mother's Day, Grandma.
Thank you, Mom. I love you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
I hope you have a really good Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. We miss you.
Happy Mother's Day.
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 Hi, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
We love you.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day, Grandma.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Okay. In all honesty, we reached out to all your kids and tried to get as many as we could to send us back a video of them. We had to edit a lot of what we got, but what I want... Oh, don't cry. Make me cry. But what I would like to do, and what I probably will do tomorrow, is each of you moms will get a copy of that video that you just saw, plus the unedited video of what your kids sent me. And so you'll get to see everything of what they said and not just the edited version, okay? And but in all honesty, it was really fun to put that together. Some of those videos, as you can imagine, made me laugh pretty hard, especially yours, Kathy. And some of them were very heartfelt and touching. But I want you to know, if you are watching today, and because we're live now, I want you to know that if you would like a copy of that Mother's Day video that you haven't seen because we didn't broadcast it, you can send me an email, pastorjimofgrace@gmail.com. And I can get it to you as well. It's Mother's Day, and today I want to talk about three things that all mothers have in common. We didn't have any Bible reading this week, so we don't need to go through all that. But what I would love to do this morning is to share with you from a passage of Scripture that we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 14 through 17, three things that all parents have in common, but especially moms. I think it's vitally important for all of us as sons and daughters that it's something important that we need to remember about moms. And so let's begin with our scripture reading this morning from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 14 through 17. Let me just read that to you here really quickly. It says, I am writing this not to shame you, but to warn you as my dear children, even if you had 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I became your father through the gospel. Therefore I urge you to imitate me. For this reason I have sent to you Timothy, my son whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. He will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus, which agrees with what I teach everywhere in every church. Paul here is speaking of the fact that spiritually, the church in Corinth didn't have very many folks who were reproducing. There wasn't a lot of people who were stepping up and saying, hey, I am a disciple of Jesus and I want to create a disciple of Jesus. That wasn't happening. But as we look at what Paul says here about becoming an example of him, I want to kind of transfer that into moms. Three things that all moms have in common. All right? Here we go. First of all moms had a mom themselves. All right? Everyone had a mom. Every one of us here today has a mom or had a mom. Now, that mom may have been a good mom. She may have been a bad mom. But we all had a mom. And there's an example there for us to follow. These moms weren't perfect. Right? Everyone wants to change something about their mother. Right? Right? I mean, I'm maybe not everyone, but I think most of us would say, growing up, and none of the kids are admitting it. They're just sitting here like, no, my mom's perfect. He said, brown noser. Anyway, I don't know if you've ever seen the Disney movie Brave. Anyone seen that one? It's kind of an obscure one. It didn't really do good at the box office. It's set in Scotland, and this young girl, the Disney princess, is being forced to marry. Sounds like every other Disney princess movie, right? But she doesn't want to, and her mother is making her, and she's so angry at her mother that she winds up, through magic, turning her mother into a bear and almost getting her killed by her dad. But then, at the very end, they figure it out, and she realizes that the things that were imperfect to her about her mother were actually the things that helped her become who she needed to be. Moms aren't perfect, but every mom, I believe, loves somewhere deep down in the depths of their heart. For some moms, it's difficult to express that love. For some moms, it's difficult to give that love. Sometimes that love gets pushed aside through poor choices, bad circumstances, or lousy examples from their own life. But I believe that every mom on some level loves their children. Now, here's another thing that all moms have in common. Every mom has chosen to give life. Every mom could have said no, right? Every mom could have said, I realize I am pregnant, but I don't need this child. I don't want this child. They could have said no. But moms, those of you who are here, every one of you has said yes. Everyone who has become a mother has said yes to their child. And that alone is worthy of praise and respect. I think of Mary, right, the mother of Jesus, who I believe had every right or could have said no to the angel when the angel Gabriel came and said, God wants you to be the father of his child. Oh, geez, saying it like that almost sounds disrespectful. But this is essentially what Gabriel came and said. And Mary chose to give Jesus life. Mary chose to be the mother of God's Son. We could have moms who every mom chose to give life. And that alone is worthy of our giving them praise and respect. And that leads us into our third point. The third thing about all moms that all moms have in common is that they deserve our respect. So, Mom, we thank you today. We thank you for clean clothes. We thank you for warm meals. We thank you for kisses on our boo-boos when we've scraped our knee. We thank you for encouraging us and helping us with homework. And even when you don't know what the answers are, you work with us through them. We thank you for standing up for us when the bully at school was torturing us and causing us all kinds of grief. We thank you for staying up all night, making sure that we were staying or when we were sick. We thank you for all of the things that you do that go unnoticed, and we know there are a lot of them. We thank you for the love and the support you give us all the time. Mom, we honor you today. We want to let you know that even though this is the day that all of America chooses to, you know, send the Hallmark card or to make the phone call or to, you know, make the neat little honorary video, that you are honored not just today but every day, and that you are important to every one of us. Even those of us who have lost mothers know how important our moms are to us and the influence that they had in us. And Mom, this is your day, and we thank you for all that you are. I want to just challenge you with a couple of things, give you a couple of challenges. Number one, I want to challenge you to choose some way to love on your mom today. I want you to choose some way. Maybe you make her a meal. Maybe you say today, you know what, Mom, you make all the meals all the time, so today I'm going to make a meal for you. Or maybe you choose to honor her or to love your mom today by saying, you know what, today, Mom, I'm going to do the laundry, or I'm going to mow your lawn, or I'm going to trim your hedges, or I'm going to wash your car. Whatever it is, ask the Lord to give you an idea of what He wants you to do today to show your mom that you love her. Challenge number two is choose some way to love on your mom tomorrow. Here's the thing about these two challenges, right, if you're writing them down. So challenge number one, you do today. Challenge number two is for tomorrow. But tomorrow, challenge number two becomes challenge number one. And then challenge number two is for Tuesday. And then on Tuesday, challenge number two becomes... You see what I'm getting at here? I really want you to understand, guys, that we have a woman in our lives, all of us. I go back and I think about this whole idea that they gave us life, you know? Or for some, I know in Krista's case, she chose to raise Matthew, right? In adoption. And that's super special too. The thing of it is that our moms deserve so much more than we sometimes are willing to give. And we need to figure out how can we love on them each and every day. And then finally, I want to challenge you to choose some way to love on the one who helped you to know what it meant to be a spiritual mother or father. Could have been your mom. It could have been a Sunday school teacher. It could have been anyone. But here's what I want to get at here at the very end and as we close. is that I really want you to be mindful of the fact that as followers of Christ, we have been given an opportunity to, I don't know if I'm going to say this right, but we've been given the opportunity to birth more spiritual babies. That's not the way I wanted to say it, I don't think. We've been called to bring into the kingdom these people who need Jesus, yes, but spiritually speaking, they are born again and they're new. They become... I'm sorry, I'm not thinking straight today. I apologize. But to become a spiritual mother or father to someone who needs to grow in their faith. Let me put it this way. Let me just say it this way. Many people, whether they've been in church for their whole life or just a little bit, they're weak spiritually. And there's some who wind up going on in their spiritual life and they never get beyond being a spiritual baby. You know people like this. They read the Bible. They never get anything out of it. They read a passage of Scripture and they think, I don't understand what that means, but okay, I'll accept that. Thank you. On I go. But their faith and their reading of the Word and what God has to say to them, it never changes the outward context of what we see in their lives. And one of the things that parents do, and moms especially, I think, is that they help train kids in how to act and how to be proper little humans. Is that a fair way to say it? And too often, spiritually speaking, no one has ever come alongside us and taught us how to be proper little Christians. And so we read the Bible and we pray and we go to church and we go to Sunday school or life class or whatever we call it, and we think that's what a Christian is. But one of the things that I want you to get a hold of today, and I'm just going to close with this, is that you will never take anyone further in their relationship with God than you have gone yourself. It is not possible. And so if you are still a spiritual baby, you can't expect to take anyone else deeper than that. I want to challenge us as a church, because I think very closely down the line here, we need to be more intentional about making disciples. I don't know if you've noticed these two new awesome banners that have gone up here. These were just made, and I'm so sorry you folks can't see them. But on this side, there's a banner that says, "Come follow me," and it's a boat with the cross on it, you know, and all Jesus, you know, Jesus' words to his disciples, "Come and follow me and I will make you fishers of men," right? And that's awesome. And then on this side, we have a banner that says, "Go make disciples." And I love these two banners together because we follow Jesus. We are disciples of Jesus. We go and we follow Jesus. We come to him and he is the one who makes us like him. But then he tells us to go and make disciples. And I just pray, I'm praying that we as a church get a hold of what it means to really make disciples and multiply. And part of that means that we need to be spiritual parents, spiritual mothers, spiritual fathers. Let's close in prayer. Lord God, I thank you so much for who you are and for what you've done. Thank you for Jesus, and I thank you for his love for us. And Lord, I pray that as we close with this last song, Lord, about your great faithfulness, I pray, Lord, that it would be an anthem for us, not just to praise you for your faithfulness, but Lord, that it would be something that we seek to emulate, that we would be faithful to you, and that we would do what you've called us to do and be who you've called us to be. Lord, you are a great God who is worthy of all honor and glory and praise. And Lord, we thank you for our mothers who have blessed our lives in so many ways. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.